Engaging community. It may sound simple, but it's the question as development in Grand Rapids continues to boom. Recently, community members who didn't agree with Amplify GR's community engagement tactics shut down a meeting. Now, we'll get into what some community organizations are doing to influence this conversation, but let's start with the city.
Tonight, we wanted to hear from people who attended, the residents of the neighborhood, business owners, property owners, to get their input on how they want to be engaged in this process.
That's city planner Suzanne Schultz, and the process she's talking about is creating what's known as an area-specific plan for new development along South Division. Now, the reason the stakes are high is because once an area-specific plan is adopted, everyone has to stick to that plan.
The many, many different voices that are going to have to be at the table to make this successful is, I think, the biggest challenge with this.
Bringing folks together is certainly a big challenge, but Sergio Cida from the Urban Core Collective says his group is trying to change how the city does community engagement.
So we've been meeting over a year to look at these policies and the strategies that the city's been using to engage residents. And we've come up with a list to bring about good changes in the way that residents are engaged.
A couple of these steps include creating a toolkit that tracks people's race and ethnicity, and creating a list of terms so folks in the community understand the lingo coming at them from developers and city officials.
The next event is development without displacement. So everybody's going to be interested in this topic, I think.
If you want to know what the next development conversation is, show up on Tuesday at 6 p.m. at the Kroc Center. The city invited 5 experts for these weekly meetings, which end on December 12th. The Urban Core Collective's 2 meetings will be this Thursday, November 16th at 6 p.m. at Cesar Chavez Elementary, and November 28th, when they will present their proposal to the City Commission. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.